From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is promising to announce his decision on whether to send additional troops to Afghanistan shortly. The president today also vowed to, in his words, finish the job in Afghanistan. The president's remarks follow what has been billed as his final meeting with members of his war council last night to discuss strategy in the now 8-year-old war. The administration has been weighing the possibility of sending tens of thousands of additional U.S. troops to the region. The top military commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, has called for as many as 40,000 additional troops. The president hailed India as a rising and responsible global power. He met with India's prime minister at the White House and is hosting a state dinner with his Indian guests this evening. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
President Obama says it was fitting that Prime Minister Manmohan Singh is the first official state visitor for the Obama administration.
I believe that the relationship between the United States and India will be one of the defining partnerships of the 21st century. And this visit underscores the strengthening of that partnership, which I hope will continue throughout my presidency.
He says he spoke with Singh about the need to work together to counter terrorism and prevent the spread of nuclear weapons. The Indian prime minister said they gave fresh impetus to joint programs in education, agriculture, and health, as well as clean energy. Singh added there was a meeting of the minds on future relations. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
A mixed assessment in the latest report on the housing market, the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index, shows prices were up 3% during the third quarter. But the market is still under a great deal of stress. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Home prices are down from a year ago, but when you look at the monthly data, for 5 months now, this closely watched index has been showing improvement. So is the housing market finally hitting bottom and starting to recover?
It's really tough to call.
That's Carl Case, an economist who helped to design the home price index. He says basically there's a battle going on. There's low interest rates, lower prices, and that tax credit that are on one side helping the market, but rising foreclosures and rising unemployment keep hurting it.
It looks like we're at a bottom. It looks like we're beginning to come out, but the road has got a lot of minefields in it.
And Case says the housing market could slump again. A separate report out today showed that 23% of U.S. homeowners are underwater. That means that their house is worth less than they owe on it. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Washington Wizards owner Abe Pollin has died. That's according to an announcement from Pollin's company, Washington Sports and Entertainment. The 85-year-old owner of the Washington Wizards basketball team and the Capitals hockey team has been suffering from a rare brain disease. Details on where he died and the cause of death were not immediately available. Pollin, a major philanthropist in the Washington, D.C. area, along with his wife, were the longest tenured owners in the NBA. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 17 points to close at 10,433. The Nasdaq was down 6 points today. This is NPR. A group of half a dozen world powers, including the U.S., are out with a resolution through the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Group aimed at pushing Iran to clarify the purpose of a previously secret uranium enrichment program. The draft is to be presented at the year-end meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency's 35-nation governing board that begins later this week. The draft resolution, which is also being backed by Russia and China, calls on Iran to provide the agency with a timeline of the design and construction of its nuclear site. A prosecutor in the genocide trial of a former Khmer Rouge jailer today called for a lengthy jail term as the trial nears its expected conclusion on Friday. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
The man Cambodians know as Comrade Doik ran the infamous Tuol-Sleng prison during the four-year-long rule of the Khmer Rouge and is accused of being the man responsible for the torture and execution of as many as 16,000 people. The Cambodian co-prosecutor in the trial today called Doik the personification of ruthless efficiency, totally indifferent to the fate of his victims. The perfect man, the prosecutor went on, to run the Khmer Rouge torture center. Doik has accepted responsibility for running the prison and has begged forgiveness, but he denies having personally killed or tortured anyone and claims he would have been killed had he not done what he was asked by his superiors. He is charged with both war crimes and crimes against humanity and faces a maximum penalty of life in prison. Cambodia has no death penalty. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Phnom Penh.
Crude oil futures moved lower today. Crude oil was down $1.54 a barrel to end the session at $76.02 a barrel today on New York Mercantile Exchange. Oil prices have been falling for much of this week so far. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.